We're speaking with Diana Dawson. She is president and director of North Idaho Voter Services. Diana, thank you for taking time to talk with us today.
Good morning, Chris, and thanks for having me.
Well, let's start at the start. What is North Idaho Voter Services and how did it come about?
Well, we started primarily about 5 years ago as a voter research firm where we engaged some research to be done here in North Idaho to find out about what voters really wanted in terms of qualified candidates and what their issues were. And once that was done, and it was a monumental survey with focus groups, polling, interviews, all kinds of things that would give us a good comprehensive background. Once that was done and we got the information, we kind of morphed into a services, and that's kind of what our name says, North Idaho Voter Services. Our intention is to help voters navigate the voting process. It's become increasingly complicated, so the question was, how do we make it easy for voters to know what, when, where to vote, who the candidates are, what kind of trustworthy information do they need in order to vote appropriately? What we know today is we're often in the tail of two cities. We have more information than people can possibly imagine, but that information isn't always accurate. And people are busy and they want to get information quick. So that was really the intent behind our organization, is to get out there and say, okay, here's what we can provide. Here's a one-stop shopping place you can go to on our website, on Facebook, and hopefully get the information you need to be able to go out and vote conveniently.
Well, you mentioned that the kind of the genesis of the organization was the research that was done a few years ago.
Right.
What were some of the highlights of what that research told you?
Well, it was almost as if it backed up our common sense, but it also gave us some insights. We know in general Idaho leans very conservative, and that's what the research said, is that voters want a conservative candidate. Now, where the kind of the quagmire gets is, what is really conservative anymore? My background was in political science, and so, you know, as a student of that, when you talk about conservative versus liberal, you get sometimes a different translation than you get in the current days. What the research indicated is that basically voters do want a conservative candidate, but they want, what that means to them is, they want a candidate that focuses on jobs, on education, on infrastructure, and on less government. They want efficient government. It's basically the same thing that has been going on forever. What they don't want and what they would prefer is a qualified candidate, qualified meaning for the particular job they're running for. They don't want someone that's in the mire on fringe issues. And so what we saw last year in the legislature and what we're seeing this year, although I think they've managed to gain some control of it, is that we had an overrun on the legislature with fringe bills that cost us time to go overtime, cost all the legislators time down in Boise, and when all was tallied up, there was close to $1.5 million of what I would call government excess spending on a lot of things that were fringe issues. And the voters were upset about that. So that's basically what the voters want. What we're trying to do is provide information for them so they can go through and see, you know, see what the voters, or see what the candidates stand for. And, you know, the thing about all of this is, in the past, we have a low turnout during the primary, and our primary, which is coming up May 17th, is I hope one that voters will get out and vote in, because that is where our elections are decided. It's in the primary. Whoever wins the primary in North Idaho has won the election. And right now we have the dominance of Republicans. The next major group is the unaffiliated, and then the next down is the Democrats. And so what we want to do is say to folks, please pay attention, get informed, go vote for the person you think best fits your ideals. Don't rely on someone else to choose your candidate in the primary. So that's, you know, that's the big takeaway, is that we've got to get folks out voting in the primary, and waiting until the general election, it's too late.
Yeah, we're in a state where the primary does tend to be pretty much the final election.
It is for now.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is kind of timely. There's a couple things that have gone on. First of all, just last Friday, March 11th, the deadline for candidates to file to be on the ballot came. And so now we do have a firm ballot, firm number of candidates that voters will see on the ballot. But the other thing is that just came up last week, there was a story that went around. It was an AP story on realtors pitching blue state conservatives on life in Idaho and moving to Idaho. And it focused very much on Sandpoint.
Right.
And the fact that a lot of folks are moving here, not as in the old days where one of the primary considerations in making a big move like that was, you know, schools or how are property taxes or what kind of health services are available. But now one of the big factors that people are using to decide where they're going to move is the political makeup of the place they're moving to.
Right.
And this story that ran on the Associated Press, the Daily Bee picked it up last Tuesday. But it was in the Los Angeles Times. It was everywhere from back east to Alaska. There were newspapers carrying the story. It was pretty amazing how far it went out there. Do you see I don't know if you read that story. I'm going to guess you did.
I did. I did read the story, and it actually mirrors a series that NPR is doing on extremism in North Idaho, and says pretty much identically the same thing, that we are recruiting, when I say we, extremists are being recruited to come up here and live and be part of a political group, I would say. They're moving here for political reasons more so than the great outdoors and the quality of life that so many other folks have moved for in the past. It's, you know, to comment on that, you know, I think, and we see it a lot, I've been following this now for about 25 years. And the reason I follow it is because obviously I'm a political junkie and I enjoy it kind of the scientific movement of politics more so than, you know, getting in and fighting about parties. You know, our parties were something that the founding directors, or founding fathers, I should say, were not particularly excited about. They really worried that parties could become the nemesis of our Constitution. They were worried that under the leadership, bad leadership, that we could end up undermining the Constitution. I think they lost that battle, and the parties have become, a major force. And right now, they are a polarizing force. But beyond that, in Idaho, what we've got is not a polarizing situation between Republicans and Democrats. The battle is in the Republican Party. And there is a fight between the extremists that are coming in and moving here and what you would call the old-fashioned conservatives or the normal traditional Idaho conservatives. And that's where you start to see some of the battles going on right now. And when the group's Politico also had an article about the infighting in the Republican Party here, and it seems like Idaho periodically has to surface in national news because we just seem to be able to have some cantankerous endeavors going on up here, and people follow that. But yeah, I think it's a part and parcel of what people now are starting to wake up and say, wait a minute, we do have this going on. For a long time, people have been denying it. I think we've had voters have in the past trusted that the candidates who ran for a specific party, they could be counted on to represent their communities, the voters. They really, really cared about the state. What's happening now is there are a group, an extreme group, that, you know, are taking over control of the party, and it's becoming a pretty nasty struggle, is what I would say. And I would say that article and the series by NPR is extremely accurate. That is what's going on, and it's going on here in Bonner County. It started in Kootenai County with the folks over there in the Central Committee, and it's moved all through the three counties up here, and now is statewide, too. We've got pockets all over the state where I would say that the traditional representation of Republicans is in the swamp right now. We don't know. And we've got really great legislators out there, and we've got some that I think have an ideological agenda that does not serve the people of our state. So I think people and voters, one of our hopes is that if we provide accurate, honest information, people will go to the polls, because when party leaders start to fight, it's gonna fall to the voters to say, this is what we want. And the only way they can tell what we want is to have good information. And that's kind of the role we want to play. We're not trying to say, here's who you should vote for, but we do want to tell people what the candidates are all about and what they are inclined to believe as a candidate and what they would most likely do if they were elected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, as you mentioned, there is a contest within the Republican Party statewide, and, mm-hmm. and we've seen that mostly, particularly, I should say, at the top of the state ticket for Idaho governor, where Brad Little, I think it's fair to say he's a traditional Republican. He's being challenged by some really much more conservative candidates. There's actually eight candidates running for as Republicans. Right. And then lieutenant governor as well. You know, Scott Bedke, he's a traditional Republican, but he's facing a more extreme Republican, or more conservative Republican, I should say, in Priscilla Giddings.
Right, exactly.
So it's going to be, yeah, this is going to be an interesting kind of a test case, this primary election. But well, let's talk a little bit more in the few minutes we have remaining here. So North Idaho Voter Services has a new website, NorthIdahoVoterServices.org, and I am guessing that's going to be a primary platform for you to help inform people.
It is, and I know websites are not what people normally, you know, they want to go to once or twice, but we hope that ours is interactive enough because you can go to the website, you can see who the current candidates are. You can see who the current, what the current news is, what legislation is going on while our legislature is in session. It's meant to be something where people can go and get access of quick information. If you want to know when deadlines are up, when you can register, when you know where to click on, what to do, what sites to go to get yourself all situated to be prepared to vote, it'll be there. But we also are on Twitter, and we also are on Facebook. You can click on those links on the website, and that will take you right to the Facebook page and the Twitter page, where that is a lot faster moving, where we're trying to report information on what's going on right away. So we have folks on our team that monitor all the bills going through the legislature. We have folks monitoring different things that may change, which is kind of the headache given to voters today, is that it seems like we can't just have a simple system and people know what that is. There's constant bills coming down the pike. So that's our effort. We will be sending out, we'll be sending out questionnaires. We started sending them out yesterday to all the declared candidates, asking them, they're not long, it's not any ordeal, hopefully, to folks filling them out, but just to give voters a basic idea of who you are as a candidate and what you stand for and how you would represent folks. So that's going out, and all of those interviews will be posted on our website. And we're looking at this as a 10-year process. I mean, we feel strongly that our good Idaho conservative values are out of whack, that we're out of balance. There's a lot of bad information out there, and we just want to make it easy for the voters to make a decision on who they want to be their leaders.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to ask, so how is North Idaho Voter Services financed? It's a, I believe, a 501c4 organization, if I got that right?
It is. And primarily we're dedicated to educating the voters, getting information out there. We have a group of folks that have joined us to offer funding. I initially did quite a bit of the funding because it's a passion of mine, and you know, I believe so firmly in our Constitution and our process, because I actually lived a year in an authoritarian country when Salazar was dictator in Portugal, and I got an up-hand, first close-up look at what that means to live in an authoritarian country, and it's just been a guiding force of mine. So at my age, I figure this is what I want to do. I want to do whatever I can do to make it easy for people to vote, and that is a cornerstone of our whole Constitution, our whole democratic process. So I started off funding it, but there have been lots of folks that have gotten interested and said, we would like to be part of the process. We want to do something that will help make this go. And so we do have different donors. We haven't reached out and really campaigned for money. I know right now a lot of candidates are out there. They need support and help, but as we get our feet wet, and we are relatively new, so we'll see what happens in the donation process. But right now, we're just up and running with folks that have come to us and said, hey, you know, we want to get behind this. So that's how we've raised our money to date.
And there is a donate button on the website, on the contact page, actually, if you...
There is a button, and we obviously would appreciate any and all donations, but we're not tying it to anything. We're trying to do surveys right now to see how voters feel, and we want to make it clear that those surveys are not attached, as with many surveys, to get someone to donate. We really truly want to know what the voters think and what they're interested in, because that helps us how we move forward.
And there's also a button to subscribe to stay in contact with what the organization is doing. I see that on there.
Yeah, if you subscribe, that's our news hotline, and that will entitle you to get all of critical news alerts that come out. It's not a long, our goal is to be as quick and easy as Facebook or other social media. You want to get the basics out there. We don't inundate folks, but that subscribe button will entitle you to receive these emails and participate in surveys if you want to, and you can unsubscribe at any time, too.
Okay. Well, again, your website's at northidahovoterservices.org. And Diana Dawson, President and Director of North Idaho Water Services. Any last word you'd like to put in to folks?
Yeah, I would. I would just encourage them to do what they can to go vote, to trust the system. I know there's been a lot of information out there about things aren't reliable, but I can tell them that our Bonner County Election Office is wonderful folks to work with. Their votes will count. We've got a core group of people that get out there and work our election process that are super dedicated. And, you know, I think Mike Rosedale and his group and the election office have done a stellar job at protecting our rights and doing good things to keep our voting intact and trustworthy. So thanks to them, and let's just hope people get out and vote in the primary on May 17th.
Yep, that's the big date coming up, May 17th. Well,
yeah,
Diana,
for sure.
Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Well, thanks, Chris, for having me. I really appreciate it.